It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. The Democratic debates are coming up this summer, and at this point, there are more than 20 Democratic presidential candidates. Our guest has been tracking how people feel about them since January, and he'll fill us in on the trends. Do you know who you want to vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you know and then change your mind? Or do you need more details from the candidates? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Eli Yokley is a political reporter at Morning Consult, a data and polling news organization. Eli, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning.
You've been polling people about the Democratic candidate since January of this year. What are the trends? How have people's feelings changed over time?
Well, the trends are Joe Biden is still on top, and he's started out that way. It's only really gotten stronger since he's been in the race. I mean, nobody has been able to usurp him in this race. There's been little bits of movement throughout the race in terms of who is number three, number four, number five in this race. But the main thing is, since he entered the race, I mean, his lead over Bernie Sanders has become significant. He's clearly got the advantage nationwide. And I think we're also seeing this in state polls.
What about there was some recent polling in Iowa that seemed to suggest that Biden's support wasn't as strong there as it is nationally. Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, well, we've been tracking every week. We talked about 15,000 Democrats here at Morning Consult, and what we've seen in some of these early primary states is Biden's lead is even stronger than it is nationwide. I mean, we combine every week. We look at New Hampshire, Nevada, Iowa, and South Carolina, and in those four states, Joe Biden's lead's a lot bigger than it is nationwide. So he's clearly got the advantage.
And what about Wisconsin? Is Wisconsin reflective of the national trends, or do we feel differently here in the Badger State?
You know, I thought you might ask me about that. I pulled some of those numbers, and it looks like Joe Biden's lead is similar to what it is nationwide. I mean, it's a little tighter. Bernie Sanders has got something of an advantage over some of his other rivals there, but Joe Biden certainly has the lead here. I mean, this is somebody who has been in nationwide politics for a very long time. He's got a very strong name recognition. Folks know who he is. And in some of the other polling we've done this year, Democrats are looking for somebody who we've been calling it a lover, not a fighter, somebody who wants to build compromise rather than fight some of these progressive battles. We'll see if that holds. I mean, these debates next week are going to be a big deal and a big moment for some of these candidates to break through. But at least for now, Joe Biden has got a pretty good advantage.
And Joe Biden has consistently polled far above the other candidates, as you point out, even as he has received some negative press regarding past behavior towards women. Do you see this as having any effect as we go forward and there's more news reporting, or is it more likely that this trend of Joe Biden being the favorite will continue?
You know, we'll have to see. I mean, in campaigns, nothing matters until other candidates weaponize it. And the question would be, how would an Elizabeth Warren or a Kamala Harris or an Amy Klobuchar or even a Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren weaponize these stories, whether it be the allegations of inappropriate touching? I think perhaps a bigger deal would be the issues about Anita Hill. But what we've seen in all of our polling is the fact that black women, for example, are some of Biden's strongest supporters. And, young African-Americans actually break with young people overall in terms of being more likely to support Joe Biden than Bernie Sanders. And so some of these issues he's had with race are not quite breaking through. Even the Hyde Amendment last week, a couple weeks ago, we heard on cable news and on Twitter that this is going to be the biggest deal and break it. But his changing position over federal funding for abortion didn't seem to do much in terms of his standing nationwide.
Bernie Sanders has consistently been the second preferred candidate in your polling. How much of Sanders and Biden's popularity could be related to name recognition, do you think?
Yeah, it's probably some of it. I mean, I think what these early polls show us is sort of a picture of where things are today, and especially early on in this race, January, February, March, we were seeing where things were, which was that more people knew who Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders were. One of the things we've picked up on is a number of these candidates have had a pretty hard time breaking through. I mean, there's now 23 of these guys. Some of them can't even make the debate stage because they have to put a limit somehow. The one exception to that rule about not being able to break through, though, has been South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. In these polls we do each week, we're tracking fave, unfave, name ID. And the only candidate to see this big jump in terms of folks who know who he is Pete Buttigieg. Today we saw in Politico he's raising a ton of money, more money in 1 month than he raised in the entire first quarter of the campaign. And so some of that investment they put into the campaign early on, getting him in front of every TV camera they could find, every radio reporter, every print reporter they could find, seems to be paying off in terms of him, folks knowing who he is.
Eli Oakley is a political reporter at Morning Consult, a data and polling news organization. Eli, there are, as you point out, 23 Democratic candidates so far. It seems like every other day we get another one. The actual nominee, though, won't be chosen for a long time. Does the kind of early on polling we're seeing so far tell us really anything useful about how things might shape up down the line? How should we interpret this?
Well, I think, like I said earlier, this is a picture of where things are today. I think what's useful to us has been, frankly, the name ID polling. I mean, being able to see where folks are gaining ground, where they have the opportunity, and the same things reflected in the horse race stuff. I mean, whenever we're talking to 15,000 Democrats a week, we're able to get pretty good samples of young black men, young black women, of different religious breakdowns. And so we're able to track every week where movement's happening. And as a journalist, it's cool to be able to place that happening in the news.
What about how each of the candidates stack up against President Trump? How does that look?
Yeah. What we saw, we did this last week, and we saw that every single candidate, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, were both beating Donald Trump by double digits. Other candidates was a little bit tighter, but throughout all of these questions, Donald Trump polled in about a third of the vote nationwide. That is today. I think we've seen President Trump's own internal polling in several states reflect that, including Wisconsin. He had his internal polling, as it's been reported, showed him down. That's not good. You don't want to start there. But what's also interesting is the fact that Donald Trump's pulling at a third of the vote. Barack Obama at this same point in 2011 was getting 44-45% of the nationwide vote. So clearly it shows weakness for the president. It doesn't mean he's going to lose. This is not what this poll shows you, but it does show that he's not in the strongest position today.
Eli Oakley, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Happy to do it. Thanks.
Eli Oakley is a political reporter at Morning Consult, a data and polling news organization. Coming up, we're going to be talking about extreme water fluctuations in the Great Lakes. The levels of water there going up and down like a yo-yo. What we may discover is that this could be the new normal in the Great Lakes. We'll get an explanation for that in just a moment. I'm John Munson, in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.